Republican representatives want to nudge Governor Walker closer to his campaign promise of creating 250,000 jobs. One item the GOP will push is crowdfunding. It allows people to contribute money online to business ventures. GOP Assemblyman Dale Coinga says the arrangement could help jumpstart small companies.
For example, if you're just going to do a little experiment of some sort of special, let's say microbrew or some sort of small business idea, and you want to do what they call crowdsourcing, just raising some capital among friends or online or Facebook, trying to get rid of some regulation there.
Democrats say they want to give people who invest in small startup companies tax refunds. Any business creation ideas the Assembly passes will head to the Senate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expects to send over bills raising the speed limit on freeways to 70 and toughening drunken driving penalties. Six bills are on the docket. They include making the first offense a crime if a driver's blood alcohol content is 0.15 or above and turning the third offense into a felony. Another issue he predicts will reach the floor of both houses is mental health. Voss convened a task force in February to recommend ways of leading more people to treatment.
It could be a chronic condition. It could just be stress or depression. But much more often than not, it's something that people don't necessarily treat as seriously as you would if you broke your leg or if you had some sort of a traditional medical condition.
Voss says his group will likely suggest ways to address mental health issues among prisoners and reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. He also anticipates the Assembly will vote on a bill requiring the state to publish all documents in English only. Democrat John Richards bristles at the English-only bill.
Well, I think it's mean-spirited and unnecessary, and again, a huge distraction away from the things that we should be talking about, like jobs, public education, and health care.
Among bills the Assemblyman expects his party to push, retooling the way Wisconsin distributes money to public schools.
Right now, our school funding formula unfairly benefits wealthy districts at the expense of districts that need extra help. And so we are pushing for Superintendent Tony Evers' plan for fair funding for our public schools.
Richard says what alarms him is news that the Assembly won't even convene until October. He says it gives the appearance of a do-nothing legislature. Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans needed the delay because they have a new majority leader, Bill Cramer. He's taking over for Scott Souter, who just took a job in the Walker administration. Voss says it'll take a few weeks for Cramer to hire staff and settle into the position. It helps schedule bills for final votes. The legislature's fall session includes not only 2 weeks in September, but also two in October and two in November. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.